This is Backseat Box Office, episode number 186, for the weekend of April 11th to April 13th. Hey, this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. How's it going, Art?
It's going really good for me.
Okay, good. It's going good for me, too. Now, Art, I'm going to blindside you with a question here. Do you remember what episode number you joined us at?
Not even a clue.
I feel, you know, but you feel like you've been on the show forever.
It really does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I insinuate myself.
Again, we are missing Lena. It looks like that she might be taking a mini hiatus, so Lena will miss you, and we look forward to the next time we can hear your voice.
Yes.
All right, so I guess now we can talk about how the box office did last week.
Let's.
All right. At number one, to no one's surprise, Captain America the Winter Soldier opened with $95 million. At number two, Noah went from number one to number two was $17 million. At number three, we have Divergent with a gross of $13 million. At number four, God's Not Dead did $7.8 million. At number five, we have Muppets Most Wanted that did $6.1 million. At number six, we have The Grand Budapest Hotel that did $6.1 million. At number seven, we have Mr. Peabody and Sherman that did $5.1 million. And at number eight, we have Sabotage that did $8.9 million. And that's as far we're going to go. So that was how the movies did last week. Art, why don't you tell us how everybody did?
Okay. Well, to start things off, I and BD came in with 23s. And
oh, very good.
We both did it in just slightly different ways. We both went with Captain America in first, Noah in second, Divergent in third, getting those all right. We both put Muppets Most Wanted in the fourth spot, costing us a point. I went with Grand Budapest Hotel and lost a point to get me a 23. He went with God's Not Dead, cost him a point to get him a 23. Everybody else got 22s. And we'll go with Cougaron first. He went with Captain America first, Noah in second, Divergent in third, getting those all right. He went with Grand Budapest Hotel in fourth, costing 2 points, and God's Not Dead in fifth, costing a point, netting him a 22. Now, how do we want to do this? Jeff, do you want to tell us your picks, and then we'll listen to a couple of voicemails, or do you want to hear the voicemails first, then you can tell us what they said? Let's do it that way.
Yeah, let's hear some voicemails.
Okay, here we have Nick's voicemail first.
Hi, this is Nick. Number one, I'm going with Captain America. Two, Noah. Three, Divergent. Four, Muppets. Five, Mr. Peabody. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. And now for Tad's voicemail.
Hey, Backseat. This is Fox Office. This is Tad calling off my picks for the week. It's going to be easy this week. I'm just going to ditto Jeff, and I'm excited for the new season. Hope everything goes well, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Jeff, why don't you tell us what all three of you picked?
Okay, we all had Captain America at one, Noah at two, Divergent and three at three, and Muppets Most Wanted at four. Unfortunately, we had Peabody and Sherman at number five. So we lost 2 points on Peabody and Sherman, since Mr. Peabody and Sherman came in at seven. So that two-point hit each cost us 2 points, so that it all knocked us down to 22 points, 1 point behind Art and Beattie. So close.
Yep, so that it puts us on the board with me and Beattie tied for first, and then you, Cougaron, Nick, and Tad all tied for third.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty close week for everybody. But I wonder if that's going to be a sign of we're getting into, it's almost pre-summer movies. Because we have about 4 weeks until May, which is when a lot of the blockbusters come out.
Alrighty. Well, what it says about our big Arts House pick.
All right. Well, we had two players, Art and myself. We both picked Dom Hemingway, which did 7,319, but it's pretty much moot how it did since we're the only ones that played, and we both picked the same movie, so we both get a point. So if you couldn't figure it out yourself, after 1 week, Art's got a point, Jeff's got a point. That's it for Art's House.
Okay, and now that we're done with that, let us talk about the continuation of the Amazon gift card. We will be continuing to do that for this quarter. Just to reiterate the rules, you do need to participate at least 5 times over the course of the quarter, and you do need to participate within the last 5 weeks so that you don't fall off of the leaderboard. You need to be a number in good standing on the leaderboard. We reserve the right to make any judgment calls, as we did in this past quarter. Just call in, leave your picks. If you finish with the top score, you will get your name in the hat. You can call us at 618-207-4794. Or you can go to the Backseat Producers website and hit the call me button, or you can leave a comment on the episode. Any one of those ways are acceptable ways to participate. You could Twitter us. You could, if you have our personal emails, you can go that route. Any way you get those picks to us, we will include them because we want you to participate.
And just in case, if you were interested in sending us a tweet with your picks, better in the back is the Backseat Producers official Twitter account. You can also send them to me at JB63, which is JAYBEE63. Either of those ways is acceptable.
All right. Let's talk about what's new.
All right. Well, the first, I guess, and I'm just going to do it by screens because there's no, I really don't want to emphasize this movie. But yeah. Rio 2 is coming out this weekend. It's currently at 61% on the tomato meter, an average rating of 5.6 out of 10, 36 reviews, 22 fresh, 14 rotten, and of the Rotten Tomatoes users, 96% want to see it, and just over 50,000 people voted. So here's the description. It's a jungle out there for Blue, Jewel, and their 3 kids in Rio 2. After they're hurtled from that magical city to the wilds of the Amazon. As Blue tries to fit in, he goes beak to beak with the vengeful Nigel and meets the most fearsome adversary of all, his father-in-law. All our favorite Rio characters are back, and they're joined by Oscar nominee Andy Garcia, Grammy winner Bruno Mars, Tony winner Kristen Chenoweth, and Oscar Emmy Tony winner Rita Moreno. Rio 2 also features new Brazilian artists and original music by Janelle Monáe and Wonderland. Rated G, 1 hour and 41 minutes. And in case you hadn't guessed, it's animated. It's a kids and family / comedy movie directed by Carlos Saldanha. And there's a bunch of voice talent in this movie. Anyone that stands out? Jake T. Austin, which his picture looks familiar now I'm looking at it. Also have Rodrigo Santoro, who I guess played, help me out with the name of the character in 300, is Xerxes.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, interesting.
That was him.
He looks different with hair.
Also, Lena's favorite actor, Jamie Foxx, is in this.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan, and a bunch of other people.
Well, Anne Hathaway, Jesse Eisenberg, he was not the original, he was not Blue. Wasn't Blue,
No, it was him. He was Blue in the first one. It was him.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I was thinking it was somebody else. Okay.
But
Will I Am, George Lopez.
Bruno Mars.
You said that in the description.
Did I say, I did say that. Excuse me.
Because he's won an award. That's who they stuck in the description, the people who won awards.
I thought they were doing the end run around all the award shows.
Yeah.
So, and I got distracted by Oscar, Grammy, Tony.
Right, so, yeah.
Yeah. Because of Cat, I think I'm going to avoid watching this one. So we'll see.
You see, you think your kids would rather see Captain America than drag you to Rio? Both of them, or the one who might possibly drag you to Rio?
I'm hoping, but let me. I'm hoping, but let me close my office door before I say anything. Okay.
but you know, okay. So we got to talk about the first Rio and how long it hung around on the top five. I mean, just week after week after week, just pummeling the previous box office people.
It did not go away.
No. And then it would drop down. I think it dropped off once, and it came back. And I think it was Jonathan who was most vexed, because mm-hmm. it seemed like he didn't put it on his list. He finally turned around and put it on his list, only to have it fall off of his list. Then didn't put it on his list, only to have it come back onto the list. It really was like it was mocking him.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah. So I'm worried I'm gonna fill that position.
Just don't forget about it, and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Rio came out last time? What was it this time of the year? Because I can't think of any other kids' movies that are gonna be coming, you know, after it. So
anytime
maybe
soon. Yeah, maybe it was a dry spell. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not remember. We'll have to look into that. But let's move on for now. I don't want to linger here too long.
Okay, so you're not going to be taking your daughter to see Rio 2 then?
You know, we'll talk about that in a minute when we get to our sharing time.
Okay.
Because I've got some good stuff to share.
All right.
But right now, let's move on to Oculus. Oculus currently rated 89% fresh on the tomato meter. Average rating 6.8 out of 10. 18 reviews, 16 fresh, 2 rotten. 93% want to see it out of 14,000 people. 10 years ago, tragedy struck the Russell family, leaving the lives of teenage siblings Tim and Kylie forever changed when Tim was convicted of a brutal murder of their parents. Now in his 20s, Tim is newly released from protective custody and only wants to move on with his life. But Kaylee, still haunted by that fateful night, is convinced her parents' deaths were caused by something else altogether, a malevolent supernatural force unleashed through the Lesser Glass, an antique mirror in their childhood home. Determined to prove Tim's innocence, Kaylee tracks down the mirror, only to learn that similar deaths have befallen previous owners over the past century. With the mysterious entity now back in their hands, Tim and Kaylee soon find their hold on reality shattered by terrifying hallucinations and realize too late that their childhood nightmare is beginning again. This is a relativity film, which has also vexed the certain people in the past. Rated R, 1 hour and 45 minutes, directed by Mike Flanagan, written by Mike Flanagan, starring Katie Sackhoff.
All right, I might have to see this thing.
Oh, just because of Katie Sackhoff?
Mm-hmm.
I do like her. Watch Longmire at all?
No. I'm a Starbuck fan. Just put that way. No. Right. Yeah, I didn't see her at Longmire. What channel is that on? Is that
TNT or AMC? Yeah. One of those two. I you know, I watch things. I don't pay attention to what channel they're on. They just, the DVR records them for me, and then I just look up the name. I become lazy.
You pulled that out of your hat pretty quick, so I was wondering that you were like a super fan or something.
No, I'm not a super fan. I've watched it. I like her well enough. So, moving on.
All right. So, yeah, horror movie. I'll probably wait a long time before seeing it. Okay, our last of the three movies that come out in wide release this weekend is Draft Day. No score yet.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Out of 8,493 Rotten Tomatoes users, 91% want to see it. So here's the description, even though it probably doesn't need one. On the day of the NFL draft, general manager Sonny Weaver, Kevin Costner, has the opportunity to save football in Cleveland when he trades for the number one pick. He must quickly decide what he's He must quickly decide what he's willing to sacrifice in pursuit of perfection, as the lines between his personal and professional life become blurred on a life-changing day for a few hundred young men with dreams of playing in the NFL. PG-13, 1 hour and 50 minutes. It's a drama, but it is directed by Ivan Reitman. And there is a veritable cornucopia of people in this movie.
Yeah, there is.
And I actually see that Chadwick Boseman, who played Jackie Robinson in 42, is in this. Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Roseanne Arquette. So yeah, I'm actually intrigued. And I'm pretty much guessing that if you are not an NFL fan, that this is doing nothing for you.
Okay. I don't watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I will watch the hell out of a sports movie. Like, you name a sports movie, I saw it. I probably saw it in the theater. So, this is Kevin Costner in a sports movie. For Love of the Game, Field of Dreams, Bull Durham. How do you go wrong with Kevin Costner in a sports movie?
Now, one thing to notice about this movie, though. This might be one of the few sports movies where there is no sporting event. Or, like, there's no game that happens during the movie.
That's true. But I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Because, like I said, I don't watch sports. I just watch sport movies.
But almost every sports movie is about, like, Major League getting to the World Series.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I really
do. There were some games during Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Secretariat was about the race. There was a race during some part of the movie.
I do agree with you, and yet there's still some part of me that says I could totally watch this movie.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go back, like, you either have to go really, really recently after I've had Aubrey, or you have to go back really, really far, you know, to, like, what is that? I can't even think of it right now. But, like, anything, like, probably before the 80s.
Bad News Bears?
I saw the Bad News Bears. I saw the sequel of the Bad News Bears. I saw the remake of the Bad News Bears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, you can name a sports movie, and pretty much, yeah, I saw it. I didn't see Cobb, but I saw Babe Ruth.
Yeah, see, I haven't watched either of those.
Right, you know, or The Sandlot, or, you know, Glory Road, or Coach Carter, or, you know, Unnecessary Roughness.
Days of Thunder?
I saw Days of Thunder.
Okay, good.
But, you know, the new racing movie that just came out, the one that had Thor and the other guy, mm-hmm. I didn't see that one because I now have a 2-year-old.
Right.
I don't go to the movies as much anymore. But like I said, you go pre-Aubrey and, you know, post old enough to go to the movies, I pretty much have seen most of the sports movies that came out. Hoosiers, know. I mean, I don't know what it is. I cannot watch sports. But I will watch a sports movie.
Well, because you know that the heroes win.
That's not always true.
In sports movies?
Yeah. What was that one?
Or not necessarily heroes, but the underdog.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's one, even though it's a stretch calling it a sports movie, and that's Cars.
That's true. He did not win. He finished in last. The Sandra Bullock one.
Blindside?
The Blindside. Yeah. I love The Blindside. But anyway. Okay, moving on. I guess.
Okay, I have one closing comment before we, wind down from the movies and wide release and we get to picks.
Yes.
Two reviews from Rio 2.
Okay.
Now, this is from Mark Ellis from the media outlet Schmoes No. If you're an adult who doesn't want children of your own, seeing Rio 2 in a packed theater may be enough to schedule a vasectomy. But that isn't the macaw's fault.
Nice.
The strange thing about it, it's a fresh review.
He liked the movie.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the crowd.
Yeah.
So he needs to go see it at like 9 o'clock at night.
And then the on the other side of the coin, this is a rotten review from James Rochi from About.com. Rio had at least some life to it. Rio 2 feels like hollow, dusty, dead-in-the-eyes taxidermy in the name of pure profit.
Well, it is a sequel.
But, you know, it's Rio 2 is perched on the precipice of being a rotten movie as far as the tomatoes go. At 61%, so we'll see what happens. All right, so that's enough of that. That's all the movies that we have for wide release. Now we can get to picks.
We can get to picks.
And officially, Art,
yeah.
You get to go first.
2 weeks in a row. That is a streak for me, sir.
Yeah, don't be.
I am counting now. Okay. So, in number one, I am going to keep Captain America. Even if it falls 50%, it'll still be close to $50 million. I don't think anything that's coming out new can do that much.
I don't know. Rio's in a lot of theaters.
It is in a lot of theaters. I just don't think it. I don't think you can do it. I really don't think so. I do think Rio 2 will come in the second spot. Okay. So that's where I'm going to put it. I'm going to go with Oculus in the third spot because people like to be scared. And we'll see what happens with that. Number four spot is going to go to Draft Day. And the number five spot is going to go to Noah. I have absolutely no faith in most of these picks. But there they are. And for the Arts House, I'm going to go with The Railway Man because Aubrey likes trains.
Okay.
Tell me what you got, sir.
All right. The only thing I have to decide is that am I going to waffle my number five because otherwise we'd be doing a ditto. Because what I have written down is a ditto.
All right.
But do I feel like Divergent has enough? And I don't think it does. So I'm going to do a ditto.
Okay.
For my Arts House pick, this was a hard decision for me. Because it seems like there is a lot of independent movies coming out. And my heart says to pick Joe because, come on, it's Nicolas Cage. But it's 48 screens.
Ooh.
And I got screwed pretty hard last time I did that many screens.
Yeah.
So I think I have my own little rule that if it's over 10 screens, it better be a freaking good movie. And I was also looking at the same movie, but Nicole Kidman, I don't know. And Only Lovers Left Alive that has Tom Hiddleston and Tilda Swinton.
Oh.
As kind of rock and roll lovers kind of thing. But I'm picking just off of the poster. I'm going with Cuban Fury.
Nice.
And who are you going to cast Cuban Fury with? Take two of the whitest guys that I know as comedic actors. Nick Frost and Chris O'Dowd. Now they did, and there's a woman in this, and it's Rashida Jones. So I'm going to take a shot with Cuban Fury.
All right. I hope that works out well for you. Actually, truth be told, I don't.
Yes, I know. But I knew that was nice, coming, Art. I knew it was coming.
It's nice to say. It's nice to say.
Well, you know, it's nice to appear like a nice guy.
Right.
All right. So that would conclude picks. And so we can get out of the official business part, and we can talk about what you watched. So, Art, what did you watch last week?
Okay. So I don't even know where to start. All right, I'm going to start with the most minor of things. I watched the first episode of Bob's Burgers.
Interesting.
And I enjoyed it. Not only did I enjoy it, but I first turned it on, and Brittany was like, no, we're not watching this. No, we're not watching this. I said, no, you're watching at least one episode, and we'll go from there. And we get to the end of the episode, and she goes, you know, that was pretty funny. So there may be some more Bob's Burgers in my future. So thank you for the recommendation, or the mention. You mentioned that it was on Netflix.
Yeah. You're killing me. Now it's another show I got to watch so we have something to talk about. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So on to my second. So I told you about my plan for my coupons and my shows and why I was putting off
watching Captain America 2.
Captain America till next week. So we went to the show, and I plan on watching, you know, either Lego, Muppets, or Peabody and Sherman, depending on what Aubrey wanted to see. So, I have another little piece of news to insert right here. We got a dog.
Oh, wow. You got a dog, huh?
We got a dog. We got a dog last Thursday. So it's only been a few days, still settling in. Brittany wanted this huge monster of a dog, like part pit bull, part boxer, all muscle, going to drag her around, going to eat way too much food and take giant poops. And I said, no, that really doesn't work for me. That dog is way too big. And so we were looking, because we went to a rescue. So we're looking at rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're making recommendations, and we're looking at the dogs they have. we ended up coming home with this teeny tiny 9-pound Maltese.
Oh, okay.
And it's a white dog. It's an all-white dog. I mean, Aubrey, do you want to go see this movie about puppets? Do you want to go see this movie about Legos? Do you want to go see this movie about a white dog?
Yeah, that's over.
We went and saw the movie about a white dog. So we went and saw Peabody and Sherman. It was me and Brittany and Aubrey and my buddy Tony and my buddy Moses' wife and his 3-year-old son. So 6 tickets for free. Nice deal. Went and saw Peabody and Sherman. She sat through the whole thing. She watched it. She was good. We had a great time. So now we are able to go to the movies with Aubrey. So we may be seeing Rio 2. If she sees the commercials and she's interested, I would totally take her to see the movies just because I like going to the movies. And now that I can take her with, that makes it a lot easier. I don't know that every experience will go that well, but I was happy with the way that one went. And I really, really enjoyed Peabody and Sherman. There were a lot of laughs in there. a lot of really good jokes. I mean, a lot of stuff that was squarely aimed at the adults in the audience. Yes. And I really enjoyed it. And did you see it at all or no?
Mr. Peabody and Sherman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took the kids to see it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm a dog. Mm. I'm Spartacus. Or the Bill Clinton line. I've done worse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was very good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I felt like it did a really good job of preserving my childhood because I watched Peabody and Sherman as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I would highly recommend people go see it. And so that brings me to my last thing. I am all caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I will defer talking about the last episode until you have caught up, which will be next week. Hopefully we will both have seen Captain America and we will both be caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then everybody be ready because we are going to spoil the shit out of that.
Yes.
We need to talk about it hard.
Yes.
So it is a mission. We are on a mission for next week.
Okay, good.
So we'll see how that works out. So what did you do this past week? Tell me about it, sir.
Okay, I did not watch any movies.
That's okay.
Now, I had, thanks to DirecTV, I had another free preview of HBO.
I heard that was on. Is that still going?
No, they only do it for a weekend.
Oh, okay.
So it's usually Friday to Sunday.
Somebody talked about it.
I got to watch the same 25-minute clip of Man of Steel 5 times on Saturday. Because HBO's got like 7 or 8 channels, and so they just stagger them. And it's kind of like if the people that program, you know, contemporary radio.
Yes.
So they just throw a movie into heavy rotation.
Yes.
Or there is a point in my future where I will watch Game of Thrones. But, you know, this is the thing that kills me. 2 years ago, well, I think it's more than that now, when Game of Thrones first came out, I saw the pilot. And then a year and a half later, I got another HBO free preview. And I was excited to see, you know, maybe like one from season 2 or something like that. And they re-showed the same one that I watched. Right? So I kind of said, you know what? Forget it. I do have the season 1 Blu-ray right next to me right now, but they had a marathon to get caught up for this weekend of Game of Thrones, and I didn't want to, you know, I'm having a hard enough time keeping up as it is. I don't need to go down the Game of Thrones rabbit hole.
My DVR is completely full right now.
Yeah. So, I watched one thing on HBO this weekend, and it's just heartbreaking that I'm not going to be able to watch the entire season. Silicon Valley.
Oh, I have heard really good things about that.
Okay, Silicon Valley is a comedy that was created by Mike Judge from Beavis and Butthead and Office Space fame.
Right.
And I had no idea that one of his first jobs was he worked for a Silicon Valley company.
Nick was telling me about this.
And so it's a show about these guys that are all programmers. And one of them, you know, kind of wrote this algorithm that everybody wants.
And so having these four programmer guys, they kind of don't know what they're doing when it comes to business. So it's going to tell the story of what happens to these guys. And the cast is really good. T.J. Miller plays one of the, and they're all whack jobs. But from other podcasts, T.J. Miller's on it. There's another guy, Kumail Nanjiani, who's really funny. He's also on it. I watched the episode and I thought the first episode was great. I laughed multiple times, and so I'm sad that I'm not going to be able to watch that.
So this is you're not watching this because you don't have time. You're not watching this because it was on.
It's on HBO.
It's on HBO. Oh, Nick and failed to mention that.
It's on HBO, and they're because HBO has their own streaming service. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it until like the DVDs come out and Netflix will get it or something.
Right, right.
And then another thing I wanted to mention is a random trailer that I happened to watch during lunch today. There's a comedy, Neighbors, starring Seth Green and Rose Byrne as a couple that have a little girl. Things are great. And then a nightmare neighbor moves in, played by Zac Efron.
Interesting.
And why is he a nightmare neighbor? Because he's the president of a fraternity that moves next door. And so it turns into this big battle between these two people. And it looks really funny. And I'm looking forward to see how Rose Byrne is in a comic movie, because I don't think she's done a comic movie yet. Could be wrong.
Where might I know Rose Byrne from?
She played Myra McTaggart in First Class.
Oh, okay.
She's been in some films.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Just the name doesn't ring a bell right offhand.
Yeah. So other than that, that's really all I watched. I still have Lincoln in the DVD tray of my computer that I've had. Netflix tells me I've had it for 5 months now. So I need to get off the backside and watch the rest of that. So,
oh my goodness.
So, but I did record some movies. So movies that Jeff will be watching in the future. This is the End, The Internship, and The Heat.
This is The End. Which one?
This is The End is the Seth Rogen one about the end of the world, not End, which is the Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
Right, right. And then,
you know, basically same plot.
The Intern, a friend for the end of the world is another one. It's,
yes. Yes. Okay. The Internship.
I always get them confused.
The Internship is Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson will go work at Google because they lost their job as watch salesmen. And The Heat was Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
And I would say skip that one.
As cops. So, anyways, so that's what I watched last week. So now let's move on to news.
Yes, let's.
Art, why don't you go first?
I will go first. I saw this little blurb, and it got me interested. Carl Urban urges fans to sign a petition for a Dread sequel. I know that doesn't make any difference, but at least shows that he wants to do it. Hopefully, I think it did well enough at theater that it should get a sequel, and so I would like to see that. I've heard only good things about the first movie. I want to get around to watching it. I haven't seen it yet, but everything I've heard about his portrayal of Dredd, it sounded like it was spot on.
No, I saw it. It's really good.
Yeah, that's what.
It's a good summer movie, you know. Don't.
Right, it's a comic book movie. It's
don't have high expectations.
It's not high art. Yeah. Judge Dredd. I'm very familiar with Judge Dredd. I've read the comics. I've played the role playing game, so I know where the universe is coming from. It's not a serious movie. It's an action movie with it's a satire. At least it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you got?
Okay. As a Star Wars fan, I think in previous podcasts I said I'm concerned about Star Wars.
Yes.
And it seems like I'm finding out way too much about, like, you know, the front page of the Hollywood Reporter. Star Wars Episode 7 speculation centers on unknown Oxford actress. Could an Oxford-educated actress with no movie credits to her name land a key role in Star Wars Episode 7? So, you know, we always, we're hearing lots of rumors and they're filming, you know, I think they're trying to recreate Tatooine and they're, you know, they're not they're going to go with practical effects over CG and that kind of stuff. And I think at this point, I just need to stop reading about Star Wars. but really, we don't. I don't have anything else to say other than the girl's name is Maisie Richardson Sellers, and they're talking about casting a woman of color in one of the lead roles. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, just fingers crossed for Star Wars. All right, Art, what do you got next?
Okay, so I'm going to go with a Wreck-It Ralph 2 is being written.
Fine job, sir.
Yes. So had you heard that? This was the first I heard of it. Okay.
I heard it last week. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the composer.
Yes.
Slipped that they're in the planning stages of Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Henry Jackman, yes. He's the one who let it slip out. So I am very excited because this has quickly become one of my favorite animated movies. I mean, top three. And so, yeah, I'm very excited to see where they go with it. And so, yeah.
No, I'm right there with you with, top three. I'm right there with you. Okay, my next news item is really, again, with the remakes, Time Cop reboot.
Oh, no.
So they're going to get the people that wrote Journey 2, which is the Journey to the Center of the Earth that had Dwayne Johnson.
Currently sitting on my DVR.
Mm-hmm. So Mark and Brian Gunn, they are tapped to write the script. Doesn't mean that they're actually going to be doing it, but yeah. I'm hoping there's not a lot of Jean-Claude Van Damme remakes in the pipeline. But anyways.
You know, but part of me says, you know, it can only get better, right? I mean, come on, because that was not a good movie. I like the premise, but that was not a good movie. So maybe it could get better.
Yeah, but you're talking about faith and hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Robert Downey Jr. hosted a Captain America 2 screening party with a bunch of kids for his birthday.
Oh, wow.
So this is significant to me because I did not realize that Robert Downey Jr.'s birthday is only one day off from mine.
Oh, wow.
He is born April 4th. Now, he's 8 years my senior, so, you know, there's that. But yeah, so, and they have a picture of him. I don't know where he's at, but it is it's a big room, and there's got to be about 30 kids in there. All, you know, like a sleepover, sleeping bags, little lawn chairs. Looks like they had a lot of fun. So I don't know. I like stories like that. That's a good way to spend a birthday, making a bunch of kids a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I found out too late that the local comic shop was doing an advanced screening.
Ah.
So I gotta hang out there more often. All right, my last news item is, I'm gonna take a leap here, and this might be considered by some people a spoiler for Captain America Winter Soldier.
Uh-oh. Okay, everybody, you're on notice.
Okay, so here we go. And it has nothing to do with the plot. Well, Hawkeye is not in Captain America Winter Soldier.
Right.
So some people are asking why. And they talked to the writers, and the writers said, well, we just couldn't fit him in. Because from what I heard, Captain America 2 is deeply involved with S.H.I.E.L.D., which is kind of borne out by the fact that, you know, they're saying to watch or be caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before you see Captain America 2, and then watch the season finale after you watch the movie. So, unfortunately, if you're a big Hawkeye fan, or if you're like my buddy Nick, who likes Hawkeye, but he doesn't like how he's presented in Avengers, he's not that sad about him not being in the movie. But with all the, you know, the new characters they've introduced and Falcon's in it, they just didn't think that they could, you know, do it right for Hawkeye. So, so yeah, there's that. And I am out of news art, so why don't you carry us on out?
I will. Okay. Well, that such a tough call. Well, I'm going to get rid of everything related to Captain America because we haven't seen it. I don't want to risk spoiling it. And that leaves us with... I just closed five tabs. I'm glad I didn't do any of that. Okay. So that brings us to...
Easy with the trigger finger there, partner.
Yeah, I know. All gone. Okay, moving on. New Guardians of the Galaxy clip. We talked a little bit about this pre-show. So I'm going to be, as soon as we get offline here, going to find that to see what is new in the Guardians universe.
Yeah, I might have to watch that myself. Let me interject here. I just saw on Hollywood Reporter on their sub-site Heat Vision, there is a news blurb about Marvel releases digital Guardians of the Galaxy comic prelude. So apparently you can buy that from the Marvel store, or if you're a user of Comixology, you can hunt that down. Okay, Art, go ahead.
Now I just clicked on something. It says, which geek favorite actor may have a cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy?
It talks about
the recent St. Louis Comic Con. Did you hear about this?
I heard the name, but I don't know the connection. Well, I mean, I know the connection, but I didn't hear the details of the story. Please continue.
Right. I don't have any details either. It says, I have the quote here. Lost my train of thought there for a second. Recent St. Louis Comic Con, a special panel reuniting the cast of Whedon created television series Firefly. During the event, a fan asked Nathan Fillion a question about James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy, and his answer was very interesting. And he said, asked about wanting to get a part. He said, or maybe did. I'm just saying maybe. Maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe check the credits. So...
Hmm.
So, is Nathan Fillion in Guardians of the Galaxy? We'll have to keep our eyes out.
Yeah, because they're friends, and he's been in a James Gunn movie.
Okay. Which one?
Slither.
Oh, okay.
So that that could definitely happen.
Which does bring me to something else that I watched that I completely forgot about, that I didn't want to mention. I watched Dinner at Tiffany's. Have you heard of this show?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of Breakfast at Tiffany's, but I think
that's what they're playing off of.
Okay.
But Dinner at Tiffany's is a reality show about Tiffany Amber Thiessen. And
how did I know? Can we just get through one show without you talking about a reality show that you watch? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Probably not. Probably not. So
it's anyway. Close. Okay, go ahead.
So the premiere episode, she has on, she at dinner at her house, and it's friends that she knows in the industry, you know, and it's the one guy from Sex and the City and White Collar, and I am totally blanking on his name because I really don't care, and it's somebody she was on 90210 with, and I don't remember her name either, and it's Nathan Fillion, because she just knows him. I think they were on Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place together, I think was the reference. So they've known each other for a very long time, blah, 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 blah. And so it starts out, and she's just in her house preparing her meal, blah, 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 you know, and the only one Brittany recognizes is Nathan Fillion. She's like, you know, when do you think he'll show up? And I said, out of those three, he's the most famous. He'll be the last one to get there. And she goes, really? You think he's the... I'm like, yes, he's the most famous. He will be the last one to get there. And so then, you know, the one guy shows up, and then the girl shows up, and then obviously last, Nathan Fillion shows up. And during the dinner conversation, they mention the fact that he has, like, 2.1 million followers on Twitter. And I just thought it was pretty funny, so...
Yeah, there was a twit pic way back... a couple years ago. Neil Patrick Harris, Nathan Fillion, and Felicia Day.
Okay.
And I might have mentioned somewhere on social media about the total number of followers in that picture.
Right, yeah.
Which I'm sure obviously has been blown away by the Oscar selfie.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, it's crazy.
Well.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. The Oscar selfie had more retweets, mm-hmm. but I wonder what the total combined, you know, what those people's followers are like.
True, true.
Now I'm interested. But that's all I've got.
Okay. So here we are at the end of the show. So everybody, thank you for downloading and listening to this episode of Backseat Box Office. And if you're someone that listens to this show but doesn't send picks in, please make this the season that you do it once. Try it. You might like it. And it will give us a, not only will you might win something if you keep up with it, you also can make us do more work.
Yeah, I would be happy to do that kind of work.
Yes. So please, pretty please, send us your picks. So send us your top five. Also, you know, you don't if that's too intimidating, you could just pick one independent movie. And it's not hard to beat Art or myself.
Definitely not hard to beat me.
Yeah. So yes. So thank you for listening to Backseat Box Office. Art, do you have any parting words?
Go watch a movie.
Yes, go watch Captain America. That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, because we're going to drop that shit like it's hot next week.
Everybody, we will catch you next time.
Good night, everybody.